In every estate, there's one that wants to get out. One that wants to end the cycle of depression and disillusion. Only problem is, birds born in a cage think there's flying is an illness.
I need to get away.
Go outside, mate.
No, I mean here, Jay. This place, the fucking project.
There's no point. I've told you before, Eli. You'd end up in another one in no time.
No, I wouldn't. I don't have to. I can escape this constant fear that I have. One of my mates is gonna get stabbed, shot, arrested by police every day. Or my car's gonna be scrap metal waste in the morning. It's just not right, man. It never was.
But mate, it's not like anything's gonna change, is it? Besides, if I ask a few cops, it makes it even.
What? You think killing a fucking cop is gonna get you respect? You think it'll even the score?
You forget about how many of our mates had a bullet put in them by those pigs. They're mass murderers, those fucking feds.
All killing a cop will do is keep fueling the fire that keeps us in these cages. Think you can kill them all, do you?
You're the fucking idiot, trying to take the side of the sadistic fuckers.
Me? Pro-fed? Come on, mate, you should hear yourself. Kill one cop, they lock you up, throw away the key. I'm trying to stop you rotting in prison, instead leaving this ant farm behind. There's more to life than this shit. It has to be.
Oh, what a speech, mate. Orwell would be fucking proud.
Oh, shut up, man. Too blind to see it. If you're not gonna leave, then I'm just gonna go. Right now. That's it. Fuck this place.
Don't let the door hit you on the way out, mate. You'll come back. You'll always come back.
What am I doing? I can't leave him behind. He's been my brother since day one. When we were in that shit care home as kids, Jay was the one who had my back when all the other kids bullied me. Jay was the one who stood up for what was right then. Surely he can do the same now. He must still have a moral conscience. He can't be this fucking cold. There's gotta be a protective shield. I need to reach the real Jay.
I knew you'd come back.
Jay, I've come back to take you with me.
What did you fucking say?
I'm taking you with me. Think about it. Think back to when we were kids. When we had the world at our feet. We enjoyed everything we did. Everywhere we went. We were free, Jay.
We're not kids anymore. Eli, rose-tinted glasses won't change that. This is a dog-eat-dog world. Kill or be fucking killed, mate. Don't you understand that?
It's a leave or be killed world, Jay. You're recruited by gangs at 20, dead in a wheelchair at 40. No one in this estate lives to 60. Can't you see it, Jay? You take my offer, you walk the streets happy, stable, and alive. You stay here, you end up depressed, disabled, and dead. This is your chance to walk away from something I can see is deeply fucking hurting you inside. Do the right thing, Jay. Please.
That was the radio play, Bloodline. Directed by Tom Clayton. Featuring Connor McCloskey as Eli and Jack Waldron as Jay. Songs were performed by Vacant, Bo and DJ Streaks.